Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner, Rob Parker. And we are coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will get you there, wherever there may be. They've got an unmatched selection. Fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. However you may be listening, you won't be disappointed. Big Greg Jennings, Mr. Universe, coming up at the bottom of the hour. But before that, let me introduce my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening,
Rob Parker?
Mr. Chris Broussard, how are you?
I'm great. How you doing?
All is good. Is your Zoom on? I don't see you.
My Zoom is on. Your Zoom wasn't on.
Is it on?
Yeah, my Zoom is on. I've been on. We're on a radio. We don't worry about Zoom anyway right now. But I'm on. But you good?
Yeah. All is good. Well, the Zoom is a part of the show, too. I just want to make sure
I know,
I'm good.
But we can't delay talking about Zoom. We on the air. But anyway, let me introduce the Odd Couple crew. We got Rob Lorena Peterson, the queen. We'll call her the queen. She is in for DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan. On the ones and twos. Super producer Rob G is in the house running things as usual. You just heard her on the updates, Monsi Bolaños. And on the social media, of course, our man, Elijah Sabunia. We got a great show. So, Rob, let's get it started. Micah Parsons, as he does every, I guess, Tuesday on his podcast after a Cowboys game with Bleacher Report. He had a lot to say about the media's scrutiny of his man Dak Prescott and the Cowboys in general. Here we go.
I just don't condone the bashing of Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys and have the same energy for the Eagles. We want the same energy for everybody because there's a whole bunch of bashing when it's Dak Prescott, but not the same when it's the Eagles. I got time today. A lot of people said the Browns defense was overhyped. I said the Browns are the real deal. Acho said this, which pissed me off. I'm not worried about the 49ers. They were missing Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel. The Browns were missing Deshaun Watson, Nick Chubb. They were missing listed them key factors before the game even started. So why is it that we are just scrubs and we're nobodies that don't deserve to be on the field and we're just all talk, but there's 100 excuses for these other teams? If y'all just gonna hate Cowboys Nation, just say y'all hate Cowboys Nation. I'm tired of people trashing my quarterback. I'm tired of people trashing my team. And that's why I had nothing to say to the media this week. You wanna hear me talk? Come to hear me talk on The Edge Monday night. And that's point blank period.
Oh, wow. So I hadn't heard that part, Rob, where he's cutting off
the media. Listening to him, I don't want to hear him. Thank you. After hearing that, that
well,
dribble.
Well, go ahead. He got
dude,
your
that's
goat,
typical.
So go ahead
this
first.
Is just the unsophisticated, why are you so dumb on us? You're the Cowboys. What part don't you get? You're the freaking Cowboys, Micah Parsons. You're not playing for the Carolina Panthers. It's so ridiculous that he would get on and bellyache. You're on every damn primetime game more than anybody else in the effing league. I'm so mad. Come to Breacher Report and hear me talk. That's why I didn't talk to the media, because you won't get any quick questions. We're here to dribble. There's no pushback. What fan in their right mind wants to hear Micah Parsons cry? Like a big baby.
Oh, it's a lot to do when to hear that.
You win know. Some games, damn it. That's all you got to do. You don't understand it? The Cowboys haven't been to an NFC Championship game, Chris, since when?
1995.
No, since Moby Dick was a guppy. That's why. You got an owner who has a radio show or on the radio all the time. Come on, dude. Don't be that naive.
You hit it on the head.
Stop it.
He is right. I think you're even saying that. Yeah, you're right, Micah. There is more energy for the Cowboys than there are for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Sorry, that's how it is.
There's more energy for Dak Prescott than there is for Joshua Dobbs. All right? That's the first thing. You are America's team. I know they haven't won since you've been alive. But you are America's team. And Rob, just like I say it, in the NBA, the glamour team is the Lakers. In Major League Baseball, the glamour team is the Yankees. Everything you do in those three organizations, including the Cowboys, is magnified.
And good, bad, or indifferent.
Yes.
It doesn't matter.
Let me get to the owner before I give the good, because you're absolutely right. And that's what Micah needs to see, the good. But Jerry Jones, unlike any owner in sports, has a weekly show. Who was on the pregame Monday night? Was it the GM, Stephen Jones?
Nope.
Was it the head coach?
Nope.
Was it a player? It was Jerry freaking Jones, the owner. And because your owner is constantly running his mouth, and because your owner is saying controversial, newsworthy things, he puts you and your teammates under the microscope. That's why there is not the same energy for other teams. But there's a positive, Micah. Rob, who's the most talked about defensive player in the league?
I don't know why, but it's him.
Because he's a Cowboy, Micah Parsons. Is he having a better year than T.J. Watt? No. Is he having a better career than T.J. Watt? No. But who's the one being compared to Lawrence Taylor? It ain't T.J. Watt. Is Dak Prescott hasn't made a Pro Bowl since 2018. Since 2018, he's made the same amount of Pro Bowls as Mac Jones. That's one. All right? And yet he is treated... And he's not viewed as a superstar because people know he's not that level of player, but he is a celebrity because he's the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. And all the endorsement money, all the publicity that comes with you being a Cowboy, that's the positive. So, yeah, the negative is when you lose, you're going to get ripped more than your average team. I mean, you did get beat by 32. And you did get beat by the one-win Arizona Cardinals. You happen to be there one win. So there's that too, Rob.
It just mind-boggling. I really
Like, it's just, to me, it's just mind-boggling. People, A, want to cover themselves and think like they're giving you some honest take. It is, for a lot of these guys, it's the most dishonest take that they could give fans. And they fans could flock there because fans are derived from the word fanatic. I get it. But it's dishonest. And that's why, Chris, team websites don't have the traffic that established real news-gathering organizations do, because people see through it and know what it is, okay, when the team is running the site. And it's just fine if that's what you're interested in. But don't make it like you can't understand the difference between you and the Carolina Panthers, or you and the Tampa Bay Bucks, or you and one of these other teams, Chris. Like you have no idea why they're talking about the Cowboys in such pressure and intensity, dude. This is basics. We all know that. Did the Yankees have a? Did everybody let the Yankees go away quietly when they didn't make the playoffs this year? They got killed.
Nope.
Chris, they got killed.
Yep.
The GM, the manager, Judge, Stanton, all those guys, they got killed. Stop. When you're the big dog, this is what happens. You get all that love when you're winning, and you get all that pushback when things aren't going right. Right. I don't think the Cowboys are mistreated or anything. They probably get, for a team that has won 3 playoff games in the last 28 years, probably gets way too much coverage anyway.
No, they do. That's my point, Rob. They do, and that's – look, if they were playing as they've been playing and they were in, as you said, Carolina, they wouldn't be getting this much pub. Now, they would be viewed as a good team, 4-2, good win over the Chargers, blew out some bad teams. But also, Rob, people would look at them getting housed by the Niners, and you know what they would say, Rob? They're not for real. They beat up on these little chumps. They're not for real. And a lot of people said that with the Cowboys, but I also think, Rob, a lot of people still are giving the Cowboys a chance. And as you said, they are at the top of every show. We didn't treat the Niners' loss to the Browns or the Eagles' loss to the Jets. Now, I mean, we as individuals, me and you, the Odd Couple, and also just the media in general, we didn't. But all that, Rob, it's some of that also is on the fact that your owner has turned the Cowboys into like they're more than a football franchise. They're like, I've said it, they're like a soap opera. They're a drama. And so all of that feeds into it. And that is what, you know, Micah Parsons is experiencing. He may not know, Rob. I mean, how old is he, 23? They haven't won anything since he's been alive. It's possible he doesn't know, but we explaining it to you. It's because you're the Cowboys. And there are benefits to it as well. And so he's got to understand that and take the good with the bad. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Micah Parsons says, keep that same energy. Why isn't there the same energy toward the Eagles and the Niners and other teams that have had bad losses? Rob and I feel like we explained it to him. Do you agree? Disagree? Your thoughts next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events... You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. It's wonderful. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox, your turn to weigh in. Micah Parsons says, Dak Prescott and the Cowboys get far too much scrutiny in the press, and it ain't fair. Your thoughts?
All right, let's kick it off with Darrell in San Antonio. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, how you fellas doing again today?
Great. What's up, man? We good.
I'm a big Cowboys fan, but Micah Parsons talk too much. He's been in the league for 3 years. He has the potential to be a great player. But all of these comparisons to LT and Lawrence Taylor, I think, have gone to his head. To me, I call him Waldo, like Waldo, because he's disappeared near the end of the season the last 2 years.
Yep.
Yeah,
and
I think he's
right
going
now,
down. Yeah.
To me, he's more known right now to beating Tyreek Hill in a sprint at the Pro Bowl than anything he did on the field. So he got to remember, Jerry Jones is more concerned about the Cowboys' value than winning Super Bowls, to me. Jerry Jones will be happy being the most valuable franchise in the world over winning the Super Bowl. And the Cowboys are going to get that attention because Jerry Jones pushing that out there. That's something he got to deal with.
But it's going to be interesting. You know what, Darrell and Chris, but what happens with that franchise when Jerry's not there? Just, do you know what I mean? Will it have exactly the same appeal? I don't think it will.
I really don't. I mean, there's no doubt, Rob, he's been good for business.
No. That's
There's
what I'm
no
saying.
Doubt. Right. Because they haven't been a good team, and yet they are always still
since he
in
took
the
over.
And the value, right? Since they won those Super Bowls, got rid of Jimmy Johnson, but the value of the team has skyrocketed. It would have anyway, but it probably did even more so with him.
Right.
I think
it would
you make
have,
a good
right.
point. If they're not good, they'll fade a little bit. I mean, they'll still be the Dallas.
Yeah,
Cowboys.
Right. I'm just saying. I agree with that.
He's in hand. I don't think he's helped the football, but from business standpoint, he definitely has.
Right. Tom in Pensacola, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tom?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, big fans of the show. Big fans.
Thank
of you.
You.
Guys, personally.
Thank you, man.
I got to disagree with y'all, man. Dak gets way too much hate and blame. He throws 15 picks. Everybody's out to get him. Josh Allen throws 15 picks. He's on the cover of Madden. All right. Jimmy Johnson said this summer that if he was coming back to coach, he wanted Justin Herbert to be his quarterback. Since Justin Herbert came into the league, he has thrown 13 fourth quarter interceptions, and nobody wants to talk about that.
We talked about it last night.
We talked about that yesterday.
We talked about it last night.
The Chargers. Yeah, though, but y'all don't. Hold on, guys. Y'all know y'all don't talk about it as much as y'all do Dak, all right? Justin Herbert has lost 20 one-score games since he came to the league. 20, all right? And then Saleh, at the end of the game where they beat the Eagles, says, we played all these quarterbacks and we've embarrassed all of them. Go look at Dak's stat line against the Jets. Robert Saleh
embarrassed them. I talked about that on television yesterday. First things first, we did say Dak – obviously didn't get embarrassed. He had a great game against Saleh and the Jets. We'll give you that. But here's the thing, though. A lot of these guys, you mentioned, you brought up Josh Allen and Dak Prescott. Yeah, Josh Allen threw 14 interceptions in 16 games. Dak, of course, threw, what, 15 in 12 games.
And Hold on.
It's Josh, we'll let you speak.
It don't matter about what they hit the receiver's hands. We could do that with every quarterback.
And here's the other thing. Josh Allen threw for 35 touchdowns, and Dak only threw for 23.
It's so a big difference.
So don't leave that part out either.
All right, appreciate the call, and thanks, Tom. Yeah, thank you very much for the support. We do appreciate you listening. Let's go to Ricky in Florida. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Ricky?
Hey, what's up, Rob, Chris? Thanks for the call.
Yes,
before
sir.
I weigh in, I called in a couple of months ago. I was talking about my mom. She had cancer. She's been at a Worship Wednesday. It's been a year now. She did no chemo, and it's gone. The prayers must have worked.
Wow.
Can't even figure it out. It's unbelievable. So I just want to thank you for that.
God bless.
Yeah, we're happy for you, man. That's great.
All right. But now when it comes to Mr. Parsons, this is the kind of problem I have with these young guys doing these podcasts. Like, your job is to play football. You beat up on the Jets. You beat up on the Giants. And then now you have to play big boy San Fran. You talked a lot of smack before the game. And then when you get beat 42-10, now your feelings are hurt. Put your big point pass on. And it just, you know. Stop talking about it. I don't know if he's doing it for his podcast and all that, but your feelings shouldn't be hurt. This is what you do. Thanks.
Right. And you know what? Chris, it's just like us, okay? And we say this all the time. If we're doing a radio show 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, and nobody is bothered by what we're doing, Chris, it said we haven't moved the needle at all, right? Like the Cowboys, it means you matter. That people care enough for you that it matters. Absolutely. I don't understand why people don't get that. If you lost to the Cowboys, to the 49ers, Chris, by 32, and nobody said anything about the Cowboys, what would that tell you? That they had no expectations for you, they don't think much of you, and that's what should have happened to you.
Right. No doubt about it. So, but yeah, Micah, Look, go ahead. We got another one.
One more. Let's squeeze Chili Tim in Atlanta in real quick. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tim?
What up, Rob? What up, Chris, on this Worship Wednesday?
What's up, man? Yeah, good to
you. You know, you too, man. You know, I have my doctorate in psychology, but I don't even have to use that to explain what's going on, Chris, Rob. It's all about the 49ers. They living in his head and the Cowboys' head for free. He didn't say anything. He's talking because he's still comparing that beatdown to the 49ers we gave them, and now he's comparing it to the Browns. That's all this is about. His feelings are still hurt about that beatdown. Bro, come on, man. Just confess and tell what it really is. The 49ers is living rent-free in you guys' head, man. And until you beat them, stop talking.
Well, and look, the game to compare to the losses this weekend from the Eagles and the Niners is the loss to Arizona. If they had not lost to the Niners, or even, Rob, if they had lost and it was a close game, this would be different. But you got housed by the 49ers. You got housed. And so you can't – it's hard. I get it. The Eagles and the Niners, it was a bad losses for them, teams they should have beat. But you had that against Arizona, and then you had a actual full beatdown from a good team. So – all right, we got Greg Jennings coming up next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Our next guest, Super Bowl champion, Mr. Universe, FS1, and Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst. Probably just got from beneath the bench press bars right now as we speak, our man Greg Jennings. What's up, man?
What's happening?
How you doing?
I'm excellent.
We spoke about this a little bit on the show, and Rob and I were just talking about it. The Cowboys, you know, Micah Parsons complaining about they're getting more criticism than the other teams that lost. Let me ask you this. You played in Green Bay. Obviously a great franchise, but in a lot of other ways, the exact opposite of the Cowboys. Would you have preferred, I don't want to say preferred to play for the Cowboys, but would you have liked playing on that type of team with that type of scrutiny that whether you're good or bad, you're going to get national attention, and if you're bad, it's going to be a lot of negative attention. Would you have liked that, or would you rather just be in your typical franchise where you don't get as much national scrutiny?
Man, come on, man. I'm a competitor. Everybody wants to be on the biggest stage, under the brightest of lights. And we all understand what comes with that. But I bet on myself. I feel like my performance is going to shut up most of the critics. At times, I know I'm going to not perform. And it is what it is. That's everyone in any line of work that you're in. And so when I listen to Micah Parsons, it's tough for me to side with him wholeheartedly. Is what he's saying true? Yeah, the Cowboys do get talked about all the time, and we do overly criticize them. However, it's because of what they have not done. And I continue to say this, like, if the Dallas Cowboys go to the Super Bowl, and even if they don't win the Super Bowl, they got there. It's a step that we haven't seen them take in over 25 plus years, let alone the Super Bowl, just getting to the NFC Championship game. And so when I hear a player that we praise when he's first few weeks of the season, we were talking about him in the MVP conversation, all the things, and no one ever complains or tries to quiet the media when they're praising them. Everyone always wants to take the negative things, and we lean into that, and we become kind of sensitive to it, and our ears are inclined to just hearing that when we're not willing to really address and hear all the things that are said, because we talk highly about the Cowboys when they win impressively, and then we're going to criticize them more than everybody else because they're the ones that are crowned America's team. And so it is what it is, man. You gotta take the pros and the cons, the highs and the lows, and keep doing what you're doing.
Greg, I've had a lot of former players, guys that I've covered over the years, you know what I mean, in Detroit or New York, and they say to me, after they retire, and you're in the business now, so you kind of, and they say, you know, when I was playing, I just couldn't see it. You know, like I'm a part of the team, you know, and now that I'm not playing anymore, I get it. You know what I mean? Like, I get the job that you have to do, and I get, you know, we weren't that good. I mean, I wanted to feel we were good because I was in that locker room. Is that the problem, that you really can't see it and you expect everybody to be on your side or thinking you can do it? I just sometimes I'm amazed at the pushback that they can't understand criticism about, you know, not doing well or not playing. I just don't get it.
It's not even that we don't see it. It's like family, right? Like, you can have a dispute with a family member and you guys can kind of be at odds, but let somebody outside of that family come in with saying the same thing you say, you're going to take offense to that. Like, you're gonna go to bat for that family member, because it's like, wait a minute, I can say that, but you don't have the right to say that. That's what it is, really. Like, it's not that we don't see it. There's a lot of things that we overlook or mm-hmm. we dismiss because we're supportive of what we're in, the environment that we're in, the people that we're going to work with, and the guys that we're strapping up on that equipment with and putting ourselves in harm's way and going to battle with, per se. And so you're willing to defend them at almost all costs. Like, the closest thing that I can think of is, like, I think about myself when I left Green Bay and went to Minnesota with the Vikings, and I got Christian Ponder as my quarterback. And some of the things that I said, I'm like, man, Christian Ponder, he's a great quarterback, and he's this and he's that. He's all the things. And in my mind, like, I knew I was leaving, and in my heart, I knew I was leaving Aaron Rodgers. I know what he was.
Right.
But what I was speaking to was what I hope everybody else would see, and that I hope my quarterback would actually deliver. And so that's typically the angle we come from. It's like we see sides of end of ourselves and teammates that no one else sees. So we see the work that goes in. And so that pulls on our heartstrings. So we're going to go to bat, because even though he knows Dak Prescott, this is the best game he played. He know he didn't even play a great game against the 49ers and all the things. Right. And so, but when you have to face that, it is a hard reality to face when somebody else is forcing you to look at it, and they're being criticized, they're critiquing it, and they're talking about it, versus you just allowing yourself to identify with, you know what, we stunk, I stunk. And you have every right to say what you said, because we did stink. Because when they don't stink, we don't do this.
Okay, I want to get to Trevor Lawrence, who was questionable against the Saints. Just like last year, they came on like gangbusters, had that unbelievable comeback win in the playoffs, right, against the Chargers. But this mm-hmm. year, I really haven't heard about Trevor Lawrence, and I know they just, you know, are starting to win games again. But what's happened there? It seemed like he was on his way of being kind of what people were thinking he was when he was drafted. But this year's feels muted to me when it comes to Trevor Lawrence.
Well, what tends to happen is when you're now expected to win, now teams aren't approaching you the same way. We're not saying, oh, look at the Jacksonville Jaguars with no expectation. We now expect them, or we're coming into this season saying, you know what, they're one of them teams that they can make some noise. They've been a franchise that's had no expectations going into the season to do anything great, to be honest. And so now you have to play with an expectation, and other teams within your division and other teams that are playing against you understand that, oh, they think they about something now. Let's put them back in their place. So they're just struggling to really live up to the expectations that they have set for themselves and that we have kind of put on them because of the success that they had last year.
Greg, where are you at on the Lions? I think a lot of people felt going
best team in football, man.
Really?
I'm dead serious when I say that, man. And I mean it. Like I'm gonna say this, and Rob, you covered the Lions for years, like all season long, like starting with week one, we were waiting to see if this Lions team would be what we thought that the Jacksonville Jaguars would be in the NFC. Like, or are they going to Detroit it? Are they going to get back to being the Lions? Just their own, just shooting themselves in the foot. They haven't done that. And you can say, well, they haven't played anybody, or they only played the Chiefs and beat them without this player and that player.
No, they played Seattle at home and lost. They played Seattle at home.
I mean, they're not going to win every game. They're not going to win every game, so let's not put false expectations on it. Because
no, what I'm just saying, but that was a team that made the playoffs a year ago that they played at home and lost. That's all I'm saying. I'm not. When you say they didn't play anybody, I get that.
I know how you get down, Rob. You don't want to get no credit. Don't want to praise.
I didn't say that.
You know, Greg, he's chalking this up alongside your Daniel Jones take.
Really? Yeah, like, you already know because Greg, I'm going to tell you why for me. The only thing that matters when you talk about the Lions, and I covered them for 20 years, and I've seen it all. I saw two 24-game road losing streaks. Two. But I'm just going to say this. They have to win a playoff game. They've won one playoff game since 1957. If they win a playoff game, then I'll believe that they've turned the page. If they have this season and win 10 or 11 games and lose in the playoffs, it will not do anything to me. I've seen this franchise win 11 games. I've seen this franchise win 9 or 10 games with other coaches. I've seen that with good players. So to me, the regular season doesn't mean that they've turned a corner until they can win in the playoffs. Is that too hard or harsh?
Yeah, come on now. I mean, we got to start somewhere. Let's see if they can win the division first, which they haven't done in over 30 years. Like, can we do that? Like, does that mean that they turn the corner if they do that? Because it looks like that's what they're going to do this year, win that NFC North division, something that they haven't done. in years.
They've never won the North when it changed names, right? Division. Never. They've never won it. Division.
Correct, but they haven't won a division title in what? Right. I think it's like 30 years or something like that. So
right.
That, for me, that's where it starts. You got to win your division, and then you got to win a playoff game and all those things. Once you start tracking on those things, you're checking the right boxes, man, and that's a sign of a team that is having a shift in identity and culture and all the things and the way they approach games. And we're not going to look at them because, let's be honest, we're not all looking at the Detroit Lions saying, oh, they're going to lose this game. When you look at the calendar or the schedule, now you see teams that got Detroit on their schedule, you're saying, oh, that's going to be a tough one. We never did that with Detroit, so let's give them some credit.
All right, that's our man, Greg Jennings. We giving him lots of credit. Great stuff, brother.
Hold on
always.
To this tape. I want you to hold on to this tape. Mark it down, Rob G. That's
oh
all I'm going to say.
Man. I'm
Mark
with you, Greg. I don't think they're the best team in football, but I think they're very good, and they're making the playoffs and winning that division. But we will talk to you next week. I'll
Thanks,
see you tomorrow,
Greg.
Man.
Appreciate it. You homer. You homer. You Michigan homer.
Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right. We are live, the Odd Couple from the TireRack.com studios. If you like using debit over credit, shouldn't you also get rewarded? Well, now you can with Discover's Cashback Debit. It's a checking account that rewards everyone with cash back on everyday purchases. No fees, period. Check out the eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank member FDIC. It's time, folks, for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, last night, 1-2. Not a good night for me, but here we go. Shekel City and the Rangers haven't lost all postseason, Chris, right? 7-0, 6 wins on the road, and only 1 home win. That's unbelievable. It really is. Everybody's talking about the Phillies. I just even heard Colin with his...
I hear a butt coming.
You know, all that. But there is a but, Chris. I'm not... Now, Scherzer's pitching for the Rangers. He was out. He's coming back. The Astros are on their last leg. I mean, they can't afford to go down 0-3. The Rangers have won every playoff game. I'm picking the Astros plus 1.5 runs as my best bet, but not because the Rangers haven't done anything or they're not in position. I just, the law of averages are against them. I don't believe they're going to run the table. I believe they're going to win this series and go to the World Series, Chris. But if they win tonight, I'm picking the Astros plus 1.5. This is to save their season. And I'm picking.
You know, I pick. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and another bet, I'm picking the over. It's not 9 runs. I'm going to pick the over just because Scherzer hasn't pitched in a while. I don't know what he's got. So I'm going to take the over in the runs.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what Scherzer has. I picked the Astros to win this series, so obviously they pretty much better win tonight. Or
don't you think it's a must win? They don't win.
Absolutely.
They don't win tonight. Absolutely. They're down 0-3.
It's as big of a must win as it can be in a non-elimination.
Absolutely. It's just impossible because if they lose, I just don't see how they could. If they have any shot, they need to win game 3 tonight in Arlington.
Here's the thing, Rob. The Astros, as you know, have been much, much better at on the road than at home.
Right.
Like, it's not, oh, they had the better road record. No, they had a way better road record. Check this out. They weren't even 500 at home. They were 39-42. Away, they were 51-30, which is the second best away record in the league. And there are a few other teams that were better
right
on the road than at home, but none with that type of discrepancy.
No, that's a big. That's about. Right, that's big, and that's what I'm saying. So remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on. But it is just a gut bet tonight. It's not anything opposite the Rangers, or I don't think they're going to win this series, or I believe the Astros are going to come back, Chris. I just think if this season, if there's any fight in them, they got to win game 3. And if they don't, they could get swept. It could be – and the Rangers could go all the way to the World Series without losing a game. That's what's at stake.
Rob, what I mentioned about the road record, you remember, what did Houston do against Minnesota? They took both games in Minnesota.
Yep.
Again, I don't know that'll happen tonight, but this is a team for all the cheating and I – hate to say it that way.
You can't do it. There's nothing you can do, Chris. It's a part of their story.
Yeah. They have, I do think, since then, assuming they have been clean, they've shown mettle, Rob. They just have. I mean, we talk a lot about how in the postseason it's a crapshoot. I don't know, crapshoot, but it's just, you know, the best team doesn't always win. Best team probably doesn't win.
If you get hot, Chris, you could win.
Right. You get hot at the right time, you can win it. Or cold, you can lose it. They've been a staple, though, Rob. This group, you know, obviously some new players, but Altuve and a few others that are there for the duration, Bregman. I mean, they've been to this stage 7 straight years. Like, they got it. They got cold blood. So I think they are going to come out and win this game tonight and make this a series. We got 2 hours left with the Odd Couple. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.